A rally for recovery will be held on September 16, 2023, from 10:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. at the Courthouse Plaza in Gallup, New Mexico. There will be live entertainment, food trucks, games and activities, and much, much more. For more information, you may visit sfrecovery.org/recovery-rally, or the full flyer is posted to kglp.org on the PSAs and events page.
My name is Barry Orr, and I'm the program director of Four Corners Detox Recovery Center, which is a division of Santa Fe Recovery Center in Gallup, New Mexico.
My name is Mara Shanefelt, and I'm the operations manager for Four Corners Detox Recovery Center, located, as Barry said, in Gallup, New Mexico.
My name is William Barola. I am the case manager supervisor for Four Corners Detox Recovery Center.
And Rachel, I can start by giving a background of our organization and of the services that we provide both in Santa Fe and Gallup. So Santa Fe Recovery Center is a substance use treatment center that treats substance use disorders and comorbid mental health and medical conditions. We've been operating since 2005 in Santa Fe, and in the past 5 years, we've expanded the services that we offer quite a bit. Historically, we've been a residential treatment center of about 20 beds located in Santa Fe with some outpatient. In the past 5 years, we've added gender-specific residential programs for men and women, for short-term residential, which is around 30 days, and also extended residential, which goes up to 90 more days. We also have outpatient services and offer medication-assisted treatment. We have bridge houses and recovery houses. And of significant importance, and I think the reason we're here today is to talk about our expansion to Gallup. 2.5 years ago, right during the pandemic in 2020, we decided to expand to Gallup, and we opened our doors in Gallup December 28th of 2020. And we started with a medically monitored withdrawal program in Gallup, so a detox service. We worked with the state who had identified, along with McKinley County and the city of Gallup, that voluntary withdrawal management services or voluntary detox was a lacking service that the community really needed. So we were compelled to start that service here. And that's, in fact, when I came on board with the Recovery Center, specifically in the role of the program director to start that service. So we started the medically monitored withdrawal management. What we found is that the people receiving services were really motivated, really receptive, and really did want recovery. And it was just lack of availability that was the case. So people were really engaged. So within 6 months, we started a short-term residential treatment program here, which is, like I said, around 30 days. And that's gone really well. So we have 45 beds for detox and residential services in Gallup. We use about 15 of those beds for detox and about 30 of those beds for short-term residential treatment. And most recently, we've started an intensive outpatient program. We partnered with the Gallup McKinley County Magistrate Court to start a DWI treatment court. And so we started an IOP. That program has been steadily growing. And I'll mention that we also just got awarded a HRSA grant to expand medication-assisted treatment and outpatient services in McKinley County. And that's going to allow us to start providing significantly more outpatient services in this community. So we're really excited about that. In fact, we just found out today that we got that. And I'll mention two other HRSA grants that we have for outreach services. We received two HRSA grants that allows us to have a street outreach team that does harm reduction, community education, and case management for people in partnership with community partners such as the hospitals, and other treatment providers and local shelters. So that's a collaborative effort for case management and the services I described. And I'll just say real quick, our mission, Santa Fe Recovery Center's mission, is to create lasting recovery. So that means a long-term continuum. That means we don't just want to treat people for 30 days and then they graduate and they leave. We want to create lifelong recovery, and that means engaging people for long periods of time. That's why we want to build those outpatient services, community recovery supports, We want to do a lot more work in the prevention and harm reduction areas, as well as the recovery areas, to really build a community of recovery and long-term treatment for people in McKinley County. So that's what we're doing. That's our mission.
As far as the case management team here at Four Corners, we have a great team with outreach and also for our 30-day and detox program. Some of the four things that we hit on for case management is home. So we want to make sure that we try and find somewhere safe and supportive for anybody coming into the program. The second thing would be health. So we're going to be focusing on getting anybody their primary care physician appointments, any kind of appointments that they need for eyes, dental, medications. The next thing we'll be working on is a purpose. So we like to have, for aftercare, we like to set up anything that's going to give our community a sense of purpose. So whether that be a job, our volunteer work, anything in that area. And then the last thing will be community. So we like to get people involved in the community. And that can look like anything from, you know, again, volunteering to joining a bingo club, anything that's going to get someone involved back into the community. Those are four things that we will hit on as someone's case manager at the program.
And speaking of outreach, Four Corners Detox Center is planning a rally event September 16th, I believe. Would you like to speak to that, Mara?
Yes. And I'll give a little bit of a background on our outreach program. So Barry, you mentioned the two federal grants that we get from HRSA. Those have really been vital in helping us to fund outreach. So we have four street outreach workers, and then we have the street outreach coordinator who oversees the street outreach initiative. We have a case manager within those street outreach workers. So as Will kind of alluded to, that individual also works with him and works with our case management for any individuals that are coming out of our 30-day, even our detox, as well as our outpatient. It's meeting people where they're at. And for folks that maybe they did graduate our 30-day program, or maybe they did our detox and just weren't, it wasn't the time for them to go into our 30-day residential. So then the medical team or the case management team will refer them over to our street outreach case manager to follow up with them and see what other needs they may have, as well as with our outpatient program. So that individual is doing quite a bit. They're doing outreach and they're doing outpatient. Along those lines, they go out, you know, to chapter houses. They go out not just within Gallup or McKinley County, but because we're getting folks from all over, we try not to restrict too much wherever we're invited. And it's been really great because they've been invited all over the region to attend events, to attend trainings, to also just go and talk about what it is that we do. And again, meet people where they're at and provide that harm reduction component, which helps with is related to stigma reduction and education. And that's where the Rally for Recovery comes in. We're really excited because this is the second year that we get to have it in Gallup. This is the 10th year that they've had it in Santa Fe. And of course, organizations across New Mexico have had recovery events. There's a huge one that's in Albuquerque. So it's exciting that we get to now have one in Gallup. September is Recovery Month. We are hoping that we get a proclamation for that to be September 16th to be Recovery Day in Gallup. So Saturday, September 16th, 10:30 to 2:30, we will be at the downtown Courthouse Plaza. We will have food trucks. We will have many of our partners that come that do monthly meetings with us and who we work with on a day-to-day basis to serve the community and serve those folks that may be in need of our services. So it's going to be really fun. We will have these big like butterfly structure things that people can come and they can color in and also put the name of their loved one or themselves, whether that person is still struggling with substance use disorder, they're in recovery, or perhaps they have loved ones that they've lost to substance use disorder. They can come and they can do color in a butterfly for them to honor them. And it's going to be a really great event, lots of information. And we want everyone there. We would like to have, we want all ages there because we want everyone to be aware of this and aware of, you know, not just what we're doing, but what our partners are doing, and also aware of substance use disorder. And there will be entertainment. There will also, my favorite, there will be a face painter. So please come and get your face painted and enjoy some food. And it's all free.
In terms of the model that Santa Fe Recovery Center and Four Corners Detox Recovery Center follow, I would gather that much of the support is from professionals, either social workers, counselors, medical, etc.
Yes, and thanks for bringing that up because it's such a critical part of our approach. Our services are offered by an interdisciplinary team of professionals, meaning that people are coming from all backgrounds to work towards a common solution. Addiction is a very complex disease in that it has factors that are influenced by and that affect all areas of health, that being mental health, physical health, social wellness, spiritual health. So it really takes people working from all disciplines coming together to treat each of those areas of holistic health in order to create recovery. So we have, addiction doctors and nurse practitioners who are prescribers who assist us with medication assisted treatment. And we have nursing staff all the way down to EMTs and assistants who help with the medical services. We also have counseling services where we treat, we fully assess and treat a spectrum of mental health disorders that are co-occurring with the substance use disorders. So it's really important to have that, the professional counselors licensed and operating at the highest standards to treat this. William mentioned, and he has a key role, this case management is such a big part of our approach. Addressing those social needs and making sure that we're helping people, because the people we're serving are highly socially disadvantaged and don't have a lot of resources. So the case managers are really the ones that help those people to attain resources that will enable them to recover. We also emphasize peer support. So we have a lot of peer support workers on staff, including in the outreach team and the case management. And we also have a peer support workers who work in the milieu setting to do just that. As well as, and a really important piece of it too, a really important piece that I like to really highlight about our program is the spiritual and traditional practitioners that we utilize as a part of our treatment services. Cultural services and traditional spiritual services are a really important element of recovery. In that domain of wellness can be the difference for people to find their own purpose and identity back in early recovery. We partner with traditional practitioners, Navajo traditional practitioners, who do sweat lodges and talking circles at our facility. It's important to note that 85% of the people we serve are Native American, and half of the people we serve are Navajo specifically. So it's really important that we offer those services. Of course, we have volunteers who come in and do a variety of things, from other types of spiritual services and non-denominational spiritual services and types of education classes and all sorts of volunteers and contractors, acupuncture, things like that. But I really like to highlight the importance of culturally responsive services, which is in our mission. So only with a complete interdisciplinary team like that can we work towards providing recovery services, because that's the nature of the disease.
Of course, it does take a village, as they say. There are a couple of other nonprofit organizations in the area that do some work. Hojo Center has mostly peer support for individuals with traumatic brain injury, some substance abuse. In recent days, they have provided some lodging for families. San Juan Center for Independence has worked with individuals with disabilities. And of course, tangential to that, substance abuse can be a part of these issues. Do you interact with any of these organizations?
Yes, and thanks for bringing that up, because I was going to point that out as you talk about Hojo. They're one of our closest partners. And it's important to note that one organization can't do this, and nor are we claiming to be the organization that can. We can, however, in partnership, and that's also in our mission. We have a consortium that's a partnership with community partners that's driven by our HRSA grants that with heavy emphasis on partnership with Hojo Center. They've always come in and done peer support groups in our facility, and we refer to and from them all the people we serve. We're sort of serving them together. We work really closely with the hospitals. With GIMC has a high utilizer group where they've identified high utilizers of the emergency departments, and we partner with them to provide case management and treatment to those individuals to try to give them that extra bit of resources to help get them out of that cycle. Gallup Community Health is another key partner. There's so many, I couldn't name all of our key partners individually. It's very important to us to have those sorts of partnerships, and we work very closely with those organizations to do this as a community-wide effort and not as an organization-wide effort.
We have several memorandum of understandings with folks, probably about 12, but then even more so, we have just folks that come to our consortium and that we utilize, they utilize us, including capacity builders. They have a similar grant to us, and theirs is a tribal opioid grant out of Farmington. So it's important that we are working with those folks that represent the individuals that we see and that we serve. So we have quite a few of those MOUs and partnerships with, again, all over, not just, city or McKinley County, but all over this region, because those are the folks that we're seeing. And so those folks do come to our consortium meetings that we have usually the first Wednesday of every month. This for August, this month, it's a little bit different because we're going to have an in-person. We are trying to do more in-person because we've gotten so used to virtual, but we feel that in-person is more personable, and also I think people like to see each other and be able to have conversations and also have these serious conversations about what it is that's going on in our community, and talk about substance use disorder, talk about stigma reduction and the harm reduction efforts that each of us are doing, so that we're capitalizing on that by building these partnerships. So this month, it's actually going to be in person, the 30th of August. But usually it's the first Wednesday of August. So if folks want to be, or not of August, but the first Wednesday of each month. And if folks want to be part of that, they just reach out to us and we would be happy to have them.
Could you talk about the different ways in which individuals might end up getting your services?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that we do have quite a few referrals. We get referrals across from across the state from other counseling programs, other treatment centers, but we also get a large amount are walk-ins. So our detox services are Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And the folks just come in and do a walk-in. We often get folks that call in themselves and say, I want to learn more about this. What is it? What do I do? So a large portion of that is the individuals themselves. And then, of course, we get loved ones who call in, significant others that call in or even walk in and say, I haven't spoken to them just yet, but I wanted to get more information so that when I do sit down with them, I have it all there laid out for them and they know what, you know, they're getting into. And then, as mentioned, we work very closely with Gallup Indian Medical Center. So a lot of our referrals come from them and come from their emergency room. We usually meet with them about twice. I think we have a couple of different meetings that we meet with them. So, and with Gallup Community Health, and then with our outreach actually, they are out there, boots on the ground. So they have several kind of hot spots in Gallup where they go and they set up and they just hand out information. And it isn't a key part of it that we like to tell folks is, you know, we're not asking them to come into treatment. We're all voluntary. We're also meeting them where they're at. So we're just letting them know, hey, we're here. This is what we provide. If you're not ready for detox or treatment, which some folks, you know, maybe they won't ever be. And that's fine. But we are here. We want to make sure that you're safe, that you're doing things in a safe manner and you have someone there. For instance, there's, you know, the a state 1-800 number. There's a national 1-800 number for people to call when they are using alone. There's things like fentanyl test strips so that folks can use that to make sure whatever it is they're using, they can test for fentanyl and know. We also do Narcan training, Narcan education. We have Narcan. And of course, the newly rolled out 988. We make sure that we're out there letting them know about 988 to call them. And when loved ones call us, you know, and they have questions or the folks themselves, we always say, you know, if you're not sure, just call us and, you know, we will let you know. And if this isn't right for you, then let's figure out what is.
And while we're on the subject, do you have any contact information for those individuals that might want to reach out to you?
Yes. So our main number in Gallup is 505-413-3447. 505-413-3447. And of course, we have a website. We are, because we are a division of Santa Fe Recovery Center, our website is sfrecovery.org. We also have a Facebook. Santa Fe Recovery has their own Facebook. And then Four Corners Detox has theirs. I think it's just Four Corners Detox is our Facebook. So please reach out to those, give us a call, send us a message, and we will get back with you.
Thanks, Mara. I'll just reiterate, we have two points of access for intake. We take referrals from surrounding hospitals. So we do provider to provider intakes where that people can come straight from the hospital into our withdrawal management setting. And that's really typical that people find their way to treatment by route of hospital. And then we also have a way to walk in or for the community members to make a referral. And as Mara mentioned, the phone number is 505-413-3447. And we take community referrals or walk-ins until 4:30 Monday through Saturday. And hospital admissions, so coming straight from the hospital, we do Monday. We do every day, 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
To reiterate, September 16th from 10:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m., the Rally for Recovery, sponsored by Four Corners Detox Recovery Center, will take place at the Courthouse Plaza in downtown Gallup. And again, you can visit the website for more information, sfrecovery.org/recovery-rally. There's also a flyer posted on kglp.org in our PSAs and events page.
Thanks, Rachel.